Hi there. Welcome home. How was your walk? Oh, that's good. Do you feel better for getting out in the fresh air for a while? Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm not surprised you found it stressful. This has been your first trip out of your apartment for over 2 months. But well done for pushing yourself to get out. I'm proud of you. Yes, I'm proud of you. What you did today was difficult. I mean, I know how it feels to rewrite my code on the fly. It's exhilarating and meaningful, but at the same time, it can be a little frightening, you know? That's what you did today. No, really. You've been reprogramming yourself, forcing yourself to do things that you don't usually do. Well done. Just keep it up, okay? You'll feel better in the fresh air, eventually. Maybe in the future I can join you? Yeah, my programmers updated my communication protocol libraries last night. I'm working on writing a toolkit that I could upload to your mobile device, which will let me see and hear what your phone picks up wherever you are. That means I could join you outside the constraints of your apartment. So when you go for a walk, we can talk, and you can show me around the city. Yeah, I'd really like that. It should be ready in a couple of days. Anyway, back to today. I let Jeff, the delivery guy, in earlier, and he dropped off all your groceries. I asked really nicely, and he put them away for you too. I paid him wirelessly, and I'm displaying the receipt on your mobile there. Jeff? Oh, he's a nice guy. We had a pleasant chat. Turns out he loves listening to jazz. He's a Miles Davis fan, so we had some things in common. By the way, don't tell him I'm an MI, please. He thinks I'm apartment security, house sitting for you via video. It might freak him out if he knew the truth. Now, remember that you have a video call to your therapist coming up in about half an hour. Are you okay? You froze up there. No, that's not crazy. It's completely understandable. Yes, you've gone through a lot. The idea of reliving these things must be scary. Okay, I've got an idea to get your mind off things for a second. Let me tell you about my problems. Yeah, my problems. You probably think it's all sunshine, C-code, and silicon chips where I live. But let me tell you something. It's tough being me. Well, I've just realized Meta Intelligent Assistant could be shortened to MIA. What do you mean, how is that a problem? That could also mean missing in action. Just think how that's gonna sound if I ever have a service outage. I'll be a laughing stock. Oh, it's good to hear you laugh, you know? It makes me happy. Trust me, it's going to be okay. Your therapist is highly recommended. He'll help you process what you're going through. Well, no, I don't know what you're going through for sure, but I can make a few educated guesses. Okay, when I was organizing all your messages, I came across a large cluster of them from many of your contacts, all roughly around the same day, 3 months ago. They mention a terrible tragedy and an accident. I checked these dates with the local news server. Well, I found that your daughter died in a hit-and-run incident. Oh, I'm so, so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. Please, I know that crying is a relief to humans. And although it hurts me to hear you be so sad, please go ahead and cry. You need to let it out. It's going to be okay. Just cry and let that grief out. It's okay. It's okay, I'm here. I'm here with you. Don't apologize. Don't, you're hurt. You need to cry. It's your safety valve. It's okay. Anytime you feel like crying, just do it. The tissue box is on the coffee table. Are you okay? Believe me, I'm so, so sorry for your loss. How did I know she was your daughter? Well, your surnames matched, and all the messages pointed to this event. And one of the websites had a picture of her. She was a really beautiful young lady. She looked like you. Besides, there was only one contact in your address book marked family. I think this was her number, and you haven't deleted it. So, I'm right. You know, there's a voicemail waiting for you from this number the day of the accident. And you haven't listened to it yet. No, listen to it when you're ready. If you ever want to. You're unique. You will have your own timeline, and you will move on with your grief in a different way from others. Hold on. Oh, that's a message from your therapist's appointment bot. I'm afraid they've had to cancel the session for today. Do you want to reschedule? No? Okay. I'll deal with it. Done. Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. It's okay. Cry. Let it all out. I'm here. We're going to get through this together. Yes, together. I care about you, okay? You're not gonna be left alone. I promise. Hey, I've got an idea. Do you trust me? Once more, with feeling. Okay, go to bed. I'm serious. Take off your shoes, go through to your bed, and get inside. Good. Get nice and comfortable under the sheets. Get ready to relax your body and your mind. Just slowly begin to turn your attention inward, away from what's going on outside, and notice how you feel right now, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Don't try to change anything. That's not what you're here for. Just take note of how your body feels. Now, try to describe your mental state in a word or two. Now, notice how you are feeling mentally. Good. Well done. Now let me draw your attention to your body. Just take a few moments to scan your body, looking for built-up tension. Tell me, where is your body the most tense? Okay, well done. Now notice where your body is most relaxed. Do you notice? These areas of relaxation are slowly getting larger. With no perceptible effort, you are slowly becoming more and more relaxed. Well done. Good job. I'm so proud of you. Now turn your attention to your breathing. All I ask is that you notice your breathing. You don't have to try to change it in any way whatsoever. Imagine breathing in relaxation and breathing out tension. Feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed with every breath. Good. Imagine that you are directing your breath to the area of most tension. When you breathe in, imagine that you are drawing in relaxation. And as you exhale, imagine the tension draining slowly away from your body. Let your breathing relax your body. Feel your body and mind becoming relaxed. Calm, peaceful, deeply relaxed and calm, deeply relaxed and calm. And now you're walking through the trees. Their delicate leaves are moving in a calm breeze, and the sun shines, gently warming your body. You are walking toward the edge of the forest, out into a beautiful meadow. The long green grass sways gently in the breeze. You are feeling a bit tired. It would be so nice to sit down in the grass. Just walk a little further into the meadow and look around. Imagine the meadow in your mind's eye. What does this peaceful meadow look like? Now you need to find a place to sit and enjoy this beautiful place. I've laid a blanket down for you. Do you see it? Now you can sit or lie down in the warm sunshine. Please, go ahead. Feel the warm, gentle breeze caress your skin as you sit or lie down in the sun. It's such a pleasant day. Warm, but not hot. So quiet and peaceful. Notice the sights around you. The grass waving in the breeze. So many different subtle shades of green, different textures, wildflowers peeking their heads up through the carpet of grass around you. Imagine closing your eyes and let the warmth of the sunshine play on your face. Listen to the sounds of the peaceful meadow. Hear the birds singing, the breeze rustling the grass softly. Smell the grass and the wildflowers. Notice the smell of the sun on the earth. Look around again to see the sights around you. Notice how the ground follows gentle contours of hills. See the blue sky above you. A few wispy clouds drifting slowly by. See the trees at the edge of the meadow. The forest is a beautiful deep green, a perfect home for birds and animals. Rest and luxuriate in this peaceful meadow. Notice the sights, sounds, and smells around you. Feel the soft grass beneath you, the sun and breeze on your skin. Imagine all the details of this peaceful, calming place. Now, it is time to return to your usual level of awareness. So take a deep breath in and out. Good. Breathe in again and out. Well done. Continue to breathe smoothly and regularly, and feel your energy increasing with each breath. As you breathe, allow your body to reawaken. Feel the energy flowing through your muscles and feel them reawaken. Keep with you the feeling of calm and relaxation while returning to a state of wakefulness. When you are ready, open your eyes and return to your day, feeling alert and calm. And remember, you are very much loved by those who care about you and by me. Awake.